Now that the Trump administration's government reorganization plan is launched, federal employees have a chance to think about what they'd like to see changed, or maybe left things the way they are. Coming soon is the annual Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, and that'll give people a chance to sound off, and it'll give managers a look at what the rank and file really thinks. For more on this opportunity, Margot Conrad, Director of Education and Outreach for the Partnership for Public Service. And Margot, this annual FEV survey is kind of like a beacon that always appears no matter how foggy the world may seem at the moment.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me. So the survey is going to be coming out in early May, as you referenced, and it's going to be administered in 2 6-week waves, as we understand, and then close in late June. And this does provide a really great opportunity for federal employees to be able to share their perspectives on the workforce. There are last year, there were more than 400,000 people took the survey. It's a confidential survey. They have approximately 100 questions in 8 different topic areas, including things around personal work experience, their supervisor, leadership, work-life programs. So it's a great opportunity for employees to be able to speak up and share their thoughts on what is happening in the workplace today.
Given the depth of the questionnaire, 100 questions, and the numbers, 400,000, that could be 15-20% of the eligible employees. It really is a very statistically valid survey, isn't it?
It is. It is. So it's not a census. Not everyone takes it, but it is a significant representation. And I think it gives a really good insight into how employees are feeling about the workforce. And what's important here is it's not just about how they're feeling. This is really critical for employee engagement is a key driver in terms of performance on the job. So it's not just how they feel, it's are they being engaged, are they being empowered? And if the scores show that engagement is low, that is ultimately going to impact performance.
And also productivity. I think the more engaged people feel, the more inspired even, then the more productive they are.
Exactly. So we're really encouraging leaders right now and agencies to be preparing for the release of this Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, to be talking internally and figuring out not only what their communication strategy will be with their employees, but also to be thinking about how they're going to act upon the results that they receive. Because we really want to see high participation rates here so that the data is really comprehensive and gives a really clear picture. But it's important for employees to want to participate. They also have to understand how the data is going to be used and truly believe that the leaders genuinely are going to take action on it.
And just to clarify, is it offered to everyone, but only 20% or so fill out, or does it go to a representative sample?
No, it goes to a representative sample. They have done I should step back and say that the Office of Personnel Management administers the survey, and at times it has been a census, and the Partnership for Public Service would love to see it be a census in the future, but it is a representative sample this year.
What percentage of returns then do they get based on the fact that it is a sample?
So last year, they had about almost 46% response rate of the individuals that received it. So that's a pretty good rate. We'd obviously like to see that be higher.
I think it's noteworthy that even the new administration takes these results very seriously. I think the Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly referenced them in a major speech the other day, that he wants to see them go up.
Yes, absolutely. So leaders really are paying attention to this data. And, one story I love is the former Secretary of USDA, Secretary Vilsack. He brought the Department of Agriculture into the top 10 of large agencies and the best places to work rankings, which are based on the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. And he did that because he got a call from President Obama in the beginning of the first term of the Obama administration, who said, "Why is USDA near the bottom of the rankings? What are you going to do about it?" And so when the White House calls and, asks you what's happening, that's going to spur some fire. So USDA took a number of different steps over the course of many years to really make this a priority, engaging employees. And they hired special people to run this initiative and to be working across the components. And they had an employee advisory council to be capturing the employee feedback and into the process. So they were really deliberate, and then they were able to crack the top 10 agencies last year.
We're speaking with Margot Conrad, Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. So tell us more about your advice for management to making sure this gets the uptake that we all want it to take.
Sure. So what I said in the beginning was it's important to be, you know, coming together before the survey launches and figuring out what your communication strategy is going to be in terms of outreach to agencies and to their employees, and also thinking about on the front end what you're going to be doing with the results. So the survey in and of itself is not enough. It's going to give you some really great insights, but it's not going to give you all the answers. So just for example, last year, one of the results on the survey said across government, it's that less than 50% of federal employees believe that their work unit is able to recruit the right people with the right skills. So you're going to get a result like that, and then what's the agency going to do with it? Because clearly it's not giving you the reason why. And this is going to tie in really closely with the agency reform plans that all agencies are going to be doing now per the administration's requirements. And so this is a chance to say, okay, how are we going to find out the why behind this? Are we going to do focus groups? Are we going to do a town hall? Are we going to do different types of pulse surveys? There's more information that needs to be gathered. And I think communicating the true desire with employees to act upon these results and how they can be integrated and used to inform these agency plans is really important.
Would you recommend that after the results are known, that managers get together with their people and say, well, here's one result we got. We can't recruit people very well, or this or that might be the condition. And is it wise to ask them, what do you think are some of the reasons for this score, without revealing anyone's confidential answers they might have given on the survey?
Absolutely. And I think that this can be at all different levels. So you can have leaders who can go out there and try to do this through like a town hall, but you can also do this just within individual work units. Managers should really take steps to talk with their employees. They're going to get data about their work unit. So really try to understand, you know, what are some of the underlying challenges and how might we address them as a unit to try to improve the workplace.
And if I recall correctly, because the results are so extensive, results are available down to the fairly fine-grained bureau or unit level so managers can know how they personally did or get close to it.
Yes, they can get more data than ever before, which I think is very helpful. And I think that it's, you know, but again, you're not necessarily going to know the reasons why you're getting the responses. You're just going to have, you know, data that will now allow you to ask those probing questions.
So the survey results give you the questions, but the answers you have to really care about enough to go get.
I think that's right. And that's where the agencies, you know, really taking time to put together action plans, even at the work unit level, to try to address those challenges is really important. And part of that action planning process is trying to get to the heart of what the real challenge is. And employees themselves are going to be well positioned to try to come up with solutions. So really empowering them to try to come up with some of the answers is a key step.
And by the way, among the sample for people receiving the survey, does it go all the way up and down the ranks? I mean, even SESers have bosses.
Yes, exactly. So you'll have, yes, so the data will show response rates for senior executives as well as folks at all levels within the agency. And then there are leadership scores in there. So when there are questions in there about senior leaders within the agency, you can have a pretty good sense of how sort of the rank and file view their leadership as well.
All right, no place to hide then. Margot Conrad is Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Find a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.